Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. During our summer workshop, we had a visit from this California band, which has the nerve to call itself Best Coast. And this song, This Is the Only Place. Now, being a native New Yorker, I couldn't resist a little back and forth with singer Bethany Cosentino. You know, we've got waves and we've got sun here in New York.
And you guys have babes and waves and sun, but I think our babes and waves and sun is more appealing to me.
Well, that did really get us thinking about how folks on the East Coast aren't always up to speed on what's happening out there on the West Coast and vice versa. So today, we're fixing that with some help from our friend Ann Litt at KCRW in Los Angeles. Ann, welcome back to Soundcheck.
It's great to talk to you. Thank you for having me.
So, I mean, how different are the scenes, would you say, between New York and L.A.?
Well, I think the longer I live here and the deeper I dig into it, I think the differences have become greater over the years rather than less.
Really?
Yeah, that's just my take on it. I've always felt like there's something to do with our environment, be it the sun, the surf, the waves, as Bethany said,
right,
or the nature, the outdoors, the lack of seasons, you know, things like that inform the kind of music that comes out of Southern California.
Well, now, here in New York, you know, we have Williamsburg in Brooklyn, which is like, mm-hmm, you know, this hotbed of indie rock. In L.A., would Silver Lake be the equivalent neighborhood?
Sure. Silver Lake, Echo Park. There's a lot going on in the east side of Los Angeles in that world. Yes.
All right. So, Anne, what have you been listening to out there on the left coast recently?
Well, there's so many great local bands. I feel like that part of Southern California is really blowing up right now. And there's a band called Family of the Year who are from Los Angeles. They're actually based in Los Angeles. They're originally from other parts. There's only one native Southern Californian in them. But somehow, they've all moved here. They've gotten together. And their sound encapsulates, I think, what's going on out here in sort of a campfire nature kind of way. And they're called Family of the Year.
Is called Family of the Year out of L.A. In the End is the name of this track, and the album's called Loma Vista?
Yes, Loma Vista. And I just think there's a liveliness and a sense of humor and a rambunctiousness that's so present in not just Family of the Year, in all the West Coast bands I brought to you today.
Okay, now you mentioned this had a kind of campfire sound to it.
It might be because everybody's singing together.
Yeah.
I'm getting the sense these days that there are fewer and fewer lead vocalists and more just giant groups of people clapping their hands and singing.
That's nice. And it's a world away from what I've brought to the party, which is a guy who goes under the name of OneOTricks.Never. This is the working name of a musician named Daniel Lopatin, who's become kind of more widely seen on the New York concert scene lately. He sort of moves freely between the indie rock and the indie classical world, as a lot of electronic musicians do. And he's just released an album, an EP of remixes and stuff. This one is called Remember, and it's a remix by the English DJ known as Surgeon, but it's music from 10 Tricks Point Never. Music from the artist known as 10 Tricks Point Never, and you know, you hear the kind of clubby dance beat and the more ambient atmospheric electronics, and you know, and you were talking about in LA the sort of rise of group singing. Here in New York, we've seen just kind of a rise of groups, you know, chamber music ensembles that double as rock bands, that sort of thing. Anything like that happening in LA?
Well, there is one thing along those lines that we've just gotten turned on to, which isn't featured here, a band called Oren Lyons, who are all classical-trained musicians. The sound is really spare, but they're incorporating a lot of electronic sounds and a lot of band sounds into what they're doing now. And that's a group that I almost included today because they have that same... They have that same merging of sounds, but I will say they're not nearly as intense as what you just played, which I love. What I was thinking is that that was what was going around in my head at 4 o'clock this morning when I couldn't sleep. It's awesome.
It's a little urban sounding, yeah. 10 Tricks Point Never's EP is called Dog in the Fog. Ann Litt of KCRW in LA with us on Soundcheck today. So what else did you bring to us for this show?
Well, actually, coincidentally, along the same lines as the band we just heard, Family of the Year, is another band. They're called Milo Green. These guys are interesting because Milo Green is actually an alter ego. When they couldn't get gigs, they invented a manager whose name was Milo Green, who had an English accent. And when it finally came down to naming the band, they actually decided to name themselves after the fictitious manager. But this is another band that actually has no lead singers. It's a group of people who went out and lived in a house in nature, in the woods, and worked on these songs together, and they all sing them together. And it goes back to that sort of feeling of the nature and the great outdoors in the songs, and this is sort of their big rock hit, 1957.
The windows that we watch from are old and chipping at me. It takes me away.
California goodness from the band called Milo Green. The song is called 1957. And Anne, you said that they named themselves after their fictitious manager. When they couldn't get gigs, they created this persona, right?
named Milo Green, and Milo Green started booking all their shows, and then, you know, what's the name of the band? Well, the band ended up being Milo Green. But, you know, I think these guys, their sound, a la Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros or Group mm-hmm. Love, a lot of folks call it Hallelujah Rock out here. There's a lot of that, sound that's going on right now that I think gets everybody out here pretty excited.
Well, Milo Green actually appeared on Soundcheck this summer. And listen to this. We asked band member Marlena Sheets about the invented Milo Green character. It's a completely imaginary person. There is no Milo Green.
There is no Milo Green.
That, Marlena, is where you are wrong. Because I would like to introduce you guys to someone. He's joining us on the line. Milo Green, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Milo lives in Sneedville, Tennessee.
Oh, what's
no way.
Up?
Yes, and Milo in Tennessee, did you know that there was a band out there using your name?
No, I didn't.
And
very nice to meet you, Milo.
Do you listen to a lot of rock music, Milo?
No, I don't. Mostly Christian music and hillbilly music.
So that was Milo Green meeting Milo Green.
That was great. That was great because apparently their fictitious manager had an English accent. So I was really curious to hear who you were going to unearth.
Well, they told us that Milo Green was British and albino.
Yes, that's right.
We found a very different Milo Green, obviously. All right, so the sounds of this, what did you call it, Hallelujah Rock?
Hallelujah Rock.
All those voices massed together, real kind of lightness to the music. Let me counterbalance that.
I'm sure you will.
With the latest from Matthew Deer, who, after spending many years in Brooklyn, has recently moved slightly to the north and west. He's upstate New York in the Catskills. His new album is called Beams, and this is Her Fantasy. Fantasy is a track from the latest album by Matthew Deer called Beams, and a bunch of voices, but of course they're all Matthew Deer doing his best late Bowie impression.
I love that song. I have to say, that's a record, actually, that's also captured our imagination out here at KCRW. Everybody's playing it. Poolside does an amazing remix of Her Fantasy, as we discussed the last time I was on your show, giving it the daytime disco twist, mm-hmm. and it's awesome.
Okay. Ann Litt of KCRW in L.A. with us on Soundcheck today, and we're just catching up on what's happening on the two coasts, and what else you got for us, Ann?
My final band I brought to you today is a group based here in Los Angeles called the A La La's, and they sound like they could have come right out of 1967. However, it's in a much fresher, more 2012 kind of way. It's sort of scholarly, academic, sunny, surf.
And how do you spell that name?
They're hard to Google. A-L-L-A-H hyphen L-A-S. A La La's.
Hmm.
They met as record store clerks at Amoeba Records, which is the big record store in Hollywood. And they shared their love of record collecting and scholarly record collecting. And they put the band together.
I could give to what you had. Thank you.
Wow, Ann, you're not kidding. That really does have a kind of Summer of Love sound quality to it.
It does. It's like old weird Los Angeles. But I don't think it's retro just for the sake of being retro. These guys strike me as guys who do the hardest crossword, the Saturday New York Times crossword puzzle, and then go out and write songs like this. By the way, they've never told me they do that, but that's my impression of what they do.
The band is called the A La La's, and the song is Tell Me What's On Your Mind. And as long as you're presenting us something that kind of is backward-looking, let me do the same. This is Junka Nabai and the Boo Boo Gang. They're based in Brooklyn, but Junka is originally from Sierra Leone in West Africa, and he's taken this kind of traditionally a Muslim sort of music that's played up in the hills in the inland part of the country, and he has completely sort of dragged it kicking and screaming into the 21st century and now lives here in Brooklyn. The style is called Boo Boo, and the band is called the Boo Boo Gang, and the song is called Fiba. Song's called Fiba from Junka Nabai and the Boo Boo Gang, based in Brooklyn. And Anna, it just occurred to me now, listening to that song brings together East and West Coasts. West Coast of Africa, East Coast of North America, but, you know.
Hey, that works. I love that. That was incredible.
Yeah, it's a really nice record. It's called Enye Sa from Junka Nabai and the Boo Boo Gang. I've enjoyed hearing the three clips that you've brought to us as well, Ann. Ann Litt is a host at KCRW in Los Angeles and joins us occasionally on Soundcheck. And Ann, I've kept you out of the sun and the fun for long enough. Thanks so much for being with us once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Soundcheck.